Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Have been. Okay. I'm trying to hear the song.
All right. Emilio! Here comes Emilio!
Gave up a three-run homer.
Did you see that? Quick, too.
Yeah.
Quick. He came in to face 7, 8, and 9 in the Toronto lineup. Because Duran was, they didn't know if he's available or not. He'd thrown 40 pitches Friday. Jorge, they're so afraid of Jorge, they won't use him. Brock Stewart, they didn't know if he was available. So, okay, we can sneak Emilio out there to pitch to the bottom of the order. Hey, maybe only give up one hit, and we'll still have a three-run lead. Two rocket singles and a 430-foot home run by the number 9 hitter who's been terrible this year. What a joke that guy is.
You know, I call
right
that
down the middle.
I call that a bad outing.
Here it comes. Emilio, here it comes right down the middle. The only two times that he's pitched with a lead of less than 4 runs.
Mm-hmm.
In the last several weeks were this game and the one in L.A. where he gave up a grand slam home run after filling it. He came in, gave up 2 rocket singles to load the bases in that one, and then he gave up a grand slam to dead center. This one, he gave up 2 rocket singles and then a 430-foot home run, almost to center, a little over to right center.
Wow. According to Mike Moran, an emailer, do you know the last time the Twins had a complete game pitched?
I think they had one last year, but they go 7, so who cares? You know, they're leading the league in innings pitched for their starters, so that's an old complaint.
June 7th, 2018.
Really?
Who was it? Jose Barrios.
Okay.
And yeah. It was against Colorado, right?
I don't know who it was against, but it's now the drought is now 1,830 some days.
It's not a drought because nobody does it. If you want to pitch a complete game, you got to throw about 95 pitches because they're not gonna send you out for the night if you're at 95 pitches, right?
Right.
Molitor was the manager.
Mm-hmm. Jose, I wonder how many pitches he threw that dang game.
Do you have the date, Joe? I could look it up.
June 7th. 2018.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
That could have been 102, maybe. He was sharp. You know what I like about Jose? He's not perfect, but if he pitches Sunday, he's going to pitch Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He never misses a start. So I think they set him back once, like 3-4 days, because he was a little tender, but he's really never officially missed a start since he became a starter in the big leagues.
I have it here. They played the Chicago White Sox June 7th, 2018. The Twins won.
Here or there?
Target Field. The Twins won 7-2, and Jose had 109 pitches.
Wow, they were pushing it. They were pushing it. How many hits?
He gave up, 9 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 10 strikeouts in that
one
game.
One walk, maybe? One walk?
No walks.
No walks.
No
That's
walks.
Good. That's how you pitch a complete game.
Is there any pitcher in baseball right now who's pitching complete games?
No.
Oh, the kid from Miami. He's thrown a couple.
Al Contrera, but he's not this year. He's he hadn't been.
I thought he had a couple.
He did one against the Twins, but he pitched one against the Twins, but he hasn't been as good this year. But
I think the game misses that.
Well, they miss the pizzazz of the starting pitcher.
Right.
Let's go to the game tonight because Joe Ryan is starting. Because Johan is starting. But we cannot complain that the Twins starters are being underused this year when you in the context of the year of the thing. The trouble is, once they get to the bullpen, you can't use Jorge now because he's terrible. You just started using Griffin Jacks again when it counted, and this Brock Stewart has come along and kind of saved the season for them. But, you know, you got to let Emilio pitch once, and he goes out and throws up. So, what the hell? That's, but Toronto, at least, you know what we haven't had this year? I don't think we've had a bullpen game, have we?
Not that I can remember.
Toronto went Thursday, Saturday, had a bullpen game.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they got to the eighth inning, they had this side armor, Simber, and they were going to make him get through the inning. Or Friday they had a bullpen game. So which day? They had a bullpen game. So they had that Simber in there. And that's when Correa hit the grand slam. And
that was Friday.
And Kepler hit his home run. No, that was Saturday.
Correa hit the grand slam on... Oh, okay. I thought it was Friday.
No, Saturday. But that Simber came in, and the pitch he threw to... Through the Correa for the Grand Slam was the size of a cantaloupe. It came in. It could not be missed. It just sidearm and went, ooh.
Is that enough for Kepler to get off your list?
Oh, no.
No.
No, God. But I think it survived. I think it got him another week. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, if he'd been terrible this weekend, which he was close to terrible, except for the home run, I think they would have released him today. Mm. I really do. But because Gallo's coming back, speaking of, you know, the impressive thing about him was in that win on Saturday, they struck out 17 times within two of the team record without Joey. Right. There was no Joey.
Oh, my God, that's a great point.
When you can strike out 17 times without Joey,
that's effort.
You have accomplished something,
that
man.
That is effort.
That is fantastic. It's amazing. It's amazing how much they strike out. Louis Arise, I think, is up to 12 or 13 all year.
Oh, don't get me going.
But he had a little, I think he's down to 395 now.
I said this to the crew, Patrick, during a break during GL, but you might want to send a note to your buddy Dan Gladden. I wouldn't be taking any time off and letting Molitor fill in. He was fantastic on the radio.
I heard the first day he wasn't great, but he got more comfortable.
I think because we had a lot of traveling league baseball, so we listened to a ton of the Twins on the radio. I loved it. I thought he was fantastic.
Well, he really breaks it down, yeah.
Oh, it's great.
But they also didn't have him do any innings, right? Provis did.
I think every time I heard it, Provis was doing the play-by-play.
I can tell you that. I mean, Provis and Gladden get along great, but I saw Molly was in the press box like 2 weeks, 10 days ago.
Sure.
And you don't see him there. And I didn't talk to him. So I heard Provis say to him, "Oh, see you on a plane Sunday."
Sure.
Or something. And so I said, "What's going on?" And Provis said, "He's going to be my guy for 6 days on the road trip." And he was really excited about it because everybody likes talking ball.
How can you not?
Molitor, yeah. You know, he's a rare individual.
Does he have an interest in doing broadcasting?
I suppose.
What is he doing? Yeah, anything?
Nothing, really. Nothing.
Well, isn't he? He's some type of roving instructor, isn't he?
Still, the Twins are the only team that fires managers and then puts them on the payroll. You know,
it's a good club.
They used to do that with we used to say it was Terry Ryan and that, but I think it's the Poleds. I don't know if they feel bad or what, but you know, Molly gets fired and he didn't do anything in 2018 because he was a little bitter. But, 18 he got fired. Then 2019 he didn't do anything. But then they started having him go to minor league stuff, and
He's a hell of a resource. Why not use him?
Yeah, he does.
Get this. Tampa Bay 7, Texas 3, 23,000 people, and they hold 25.
That was
Tampa damn
good.
Near sold out a game.
Yes, they did. Well, they had, when the Yankees were there a couple weekends ago, they took down the curtain and had 31 or 2,000 in that ungodly.
Well, here's the thing. If they're not going to come now, they got a great club.
Oh, they're
if they're not going to come now, they're never going to.
No.
You know?
They're you can't avoid them. And plus, the hockey team got beat. And
oh, true.
They don't have to put up with that. And the Bucks are the projections for the Bucks is to be rotten without, Brady has moved on.
Explain why Dalvin Cook took a hike.
They didn't want to pay him.
Wasn't he worth it?
What running backs are getting paid today, he was probably overpaid. But what was his 13?
He was due 12 or 13 million.
At that figure, he was the fourth highest paid running back in the NFL. They aren't paying those guys anymore.
Plus, he's only 28, but he's got a lot of mileage on that body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's still a good player, don't get me wrong.
He doesn't have a huge number of carries, but he has had some injuries. He hadn't signed yet, I was surprised. No. Everybody thought he wants to go to Miami, apparently, even though his brother plays with Buffalo, and Buffalo would like to have him because they need a running back.
Yep.
But, the Vikings thought they could make a trade for him if he would. He just basically told them to go bleep themselves because they wanted him to
restructure
his contract so then they could trade him. They were going to trade him anyway, mm-hmm. and he said, no, thank you. And Hunter, apparently, Pelissero's reporting that Hunter will not be at minicamp, which only lasts 2 days now, and it doesn't amount to anything, but they can fine him if they want to. They can fine him $50,000 a day or something.
You know what Tom should do as an honor to a former colleague of his and Joe Soucheray? He should report on a guy that, what's this guy doing here at a mini camp, just like Joe did. And didn't you cost Bud a draft pick?
I did.
Yeah.
It wasn't mini camp, though. It was during the regular season.
Oh, I thought it was mini camp.
You can only try out a big guy for one day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Joe spotted him for the second. And you know how smart I am? I can give you the name. Linebacker Paul Harris, linebacker Paul
Harris.
What's
he doing here?
Why is he here? Ralphie was trying to say, shush.
You were just giving the start of the Tribune readers
a
little information.
That's right.
That linebacker Paul Harris.
I had it in my notes.
Linebacker Paul, linebacker Paul Harris was working out for a second day with the Vikings.
Bud gave me the head shake on that one. He said,
just think if it had been one of the real crazy, fired up type coaches in the NFL. They would have banned you for life,
Belichick might have had you executed.
But he would have said, Sid would have had you executed, but Bud just didn't know any better. What the hell?
Yep.
You know? Caught us cheating.
He's just dumb.
He didn't take it personal.
No, he did not.
That was amazing. Because but it was like months later that they announced it, right?
Yeah.
That they, it was like, this was in October.
Early in the season.
And then about January, they say, the Vikings will
forfeit.
Vikings will forfeit a third round draft choice because they worked out linebacker Paul Harris 2 days in a row. And without reporting, the reason the league knew was because beat writer Joe Soucheray was.
Because the league has people reading the local papers.
Yeah, sure. Right? That's how they got their info back then.
Right.
That's when we were important, you know. That was great. Geez, I wish I'd have that on my resume that I could have cost the Vikings a draft choice.
I'm kind of proud of it.
You would have that as the lead on your Twitter bio. You would absolutely.
Cost Vikings third round draft choice in, was it 75 maybe?
No.
74?
78. So it would have been a 79 draft.
Mm. Yeah.
You would have led SportsCenter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Say, if my Panthers could have got that game to overtime the other night, they would have won. They almost did.
They
got to
get this Tkachuk off the. I mean,
he's hurting.
Yeah, but he's also out there swinging his stick at guys right. when the game's over, trying to kill people. Yeah. He's a little crazy.
Oh, speaking of that, based on our conversation on Friday, Tkachuk's dad, Keith, his nickname was Walt. An emailer sent me a follow-up that the players, the veteran players on his team, jokingly referred to him as Walt Tkachuk.
But was Walt his
father?
No,
they did not have any relation.
Okay, all right. Maybe they referred to him as Walt because they knew there used to be
one. There used to be one, yes. So you were.
I don't know when we play next. As NHL is ridiculous in dragging this out.
They're almost as bad as the NFL.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Right?
Yeah. When do we play next?
Probably. I can look it up online.
Is it not tomorrow night?
Where's the hockey? Here's hockey.
Okay.
They play tomorrow night, Tuesday. Why not tonight?
You got
maybe
the
that
NBA.
Building has something going all the time in Vegas.
Yeah, well, you also have NBA finals
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, but they don't. I don't.
I don't think they worry about
they
each
don't?
Other.
Okay.
Maybe
no.
they don't. Is the NBA end tonight?
Yeah.
End
well,
tonight?
It's tonight. I don't know if it'll end. It should end tonight, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should. Yeah. Yeah.
Denver's just the
Denver
better team.
Denver is considerably the difference between Denver and the Heat is considerably greater than the difference between the Panthers and the whatever the hell they call themselves, the Knights, I guess.
Why did the papers quit putting the money won in golf tournaments?
I told you that.
What's the answer? I can't remember.
The first agate that gets sent just doesn't have the money. And then later in the night, well, these guys are slight. They're getting it in as fast as they can, and they aren't going to go in and change it.
So. All right.
Plus, we only run, 15 scores,
yeah,
maybe?
I have
20.
To go
we
to the,
used to run the whole damn thing.
I got to go to the computer to look up these golf scores, see who made the cuts.
Yes.
Nick Taylor, the first Canadian since 1954.
Mm-hmm. And have we arrested the security guard for tackling Adam Hadwin?
I don't know, but he really took him down.
But there was a bunch of guys spraying champagne. Why did he pick out this guy?
I don't know. He didn't know who he was, obviously.
Yeah, but he didn't. What do you think? It was some fan who ran out and grabbed a bottle of champagne. Obviously, the guys out there spraying him with champagne were the other Canadian golfers.
Right.
I'm waiting for Caliendo to do the Madden and Summerall tackle with the video because it was everywhere yesterday.
Taylor and Fleetwood were not exactly two Tigers out there in that playoff. Mm. You know, Tiger would have ended that thing.
72-foot putt,
that was nice. That was nice.
That'll end things in a hurry. I was thinking today of the time I made a 72-foot putt.
Did you really?
On number 9 at TPC Twin Cities, all the way on top, down to the bottom.
Yep.
For a 9.
Attaboy.
I got my quintuple bogey. All right.
For a 9.
You should have posed with it too. Yeah. You hold the ball.
Sign. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to celebrate when you make a long, drifting, crazy putt for a 9. You know, it just takes a little of the fun.
Did you still give it the old fist pump?
Oh, all right. I danced. My fat ass danced all over the poor green out there. Did great damage to it. But we're still trying to sort through what the merger, not the merger, the whatever it is, everybody coming together. We're still trying to sort out what we have here, aren't we?
But yes.
But you were right. Basically, Monahan told all the players we couldn't afford the fight anymore.
Right.
Because there's also the rumor, and this is just a rumor, that John Rahm, after the Masters, was contemplating a move because they offered him $400 million to make the switch.
Wow.
And he was contemplating
what restrained him, I wonder?
Maybe he was going to wait for the rest of the. He wanted to maintain his standing for this year. I would think he wasn't going to move right away. But the rumor was there that they were going so hard after him that he couldn't say no.
You know that Taylor only won $1.6 million for that
Canadian. Yeah,
that's nothing.
Not well. It's not. It's not a. What do they call them? What do they call the events that that. Designated event.
Designated event.
Yeah. So there's, you know, they didn't have a they had a pretty good field because Rory showed up because he's won there, what, two or three times. But what happened to him Sunday, by the way? I didn't
collapse somehow.
No, I didn't watch a lot of it.
$400 million is a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, but we don't know what that entailed.
No, they have to play. And
now you got to go meet some Saudi's grandmother or something.
No,
you know.
But you also, you get it. It and your winnings get deducted to some degree. So if you win $6 million for the tournament, that comes out of the advance or something, they were saying.
Okay.
Although for them, you know, as I said, now you might disagree with this, but what we have to do, start buying electric cars, Joe, to keep from having to buy gas from those jackasses.
Well, better yet, let's just make our own gas.
Well,
we have the means.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about that.
No, I am sure. Yeah, I am sure about it.
You don't want to have a pipeline running through every woods.
Right through your house in Golden Valley.
Every forest in America, let's run a pipeline through it. We got to, you got to have a place where the loons can swim.
There's
God's
plenty
sake.
Of places for loons. Loons are fine. The loons are fine.
Stop pumping gas. Get the electric car.
I'm not getting
Although
electric
they're going to have to bring the price down about half.
They're a little costly. Yeah.
They are. Plus, you got to have one that you can drive to Chicago and back. You can drive to Chicago without stopping. You
I'm surprised you're not an owner of one.
Nah.
No?
I don't use enough gas to have to worry
I
about
suppose.
It. I mean, my wife's Volvo is, you know, she's putting a good hard $3,000 a year on that one. So, you know, and I put a little more on it. But do we have an electric convertibles?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think we got electric convertibles?
Oh, hell yes.
Mm.
You could take your electric vehicle for a ricey walk.
Mm. I'm watching Hadwin get tackled by a security guy. I wonder if he got hurt.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Has he commented yet?
I'm unaware if he's commented.
Well, what's the, have we identified the security guard in the Canadian press?
I'm sure they have. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the UK papers. They had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, God, yes.
I don't think he got hurt or we would have heard about that.
Mm. Well, you
he's
know,
a good player.
What was the name of the guy in the Paul Blart?
Oh, the mall cop?
The mall cop.
Was he the mall cop,
yeah.
Paul Blart?
Yeah.
That was Paul Blart right there. What's wrong with you, you moron? Hey, you know.
Plus, it was on the green, and he with many other people, had the champagne bottle.
Yes, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought it was some fan who...
Who brought a champagne bottle?
Plus, the other thing is he was dressed like a golfer.
Yeah. Right.
You know, they dress... The golfers themselves dress somewhat uniquely from the other people, right?
Yeah.
The Canadians love the Canadian winning, though.
Yeah.
This is probably the most provincial place there is, Canada, because the home town, the home guy is the entire country.
Yes.
If a Canadian wins, it's not like we don't give a damn if a New Yorker wins.
Right.
But... That in Canada, I covered enough Olympics, and when I sat, I always sit next to the Canadian guys because I had some buddies, and they were, you know, we got a guy who's finishing eighth in the biathlon. We got to all get out there and interview him. Come on.
Hey, speaking of Canadian guys, I know I'm switching back to the Twins. Why were you mad at Morneau?
Oh, because he was. After Emilio had the disaster, he was like babbling and trying to make excuses for him and, you know, how good he'd been and some, you know, and all that stuff.
He was putting his Bally Sports North spin
on
things.
Yes, yes, yes. Just shut up and say, boy, was that a disaster.
I sure would like to see that pitch as a hitter.
And I was saying this earlier to Judd. What do they think they're accomplishing? It's not, you think if you spin everything, more people are going to buy tickets for Twins games? No. No. You should have a post-game show like the White Sox do with Ozzy and Frank's there sometimes. But Ozzy just, if they lose and they screw something up, Ozzy rips the hell out of them. And, you know, that's better. It's refreshing instead of,
Isn't that where we got the liner We Stinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that where We Stinks originated from?
Oh, yeah, Ozzy, We Stinks. It's amazing.
Are you familiar with the Los Angeles Country Club?
No, but I am very much looking forward. That excites me more than who's going to win the tournament. It's looking at this place because it's this absolute, everybody who's, Chad Hartman's played it, Jim Peterson's played it, and it's like, they wouldn't let anybody on there for decades.
It's never held a major.
No, never held. They wouldn't let anybody on there.
It's between Wilshire and Sunset Boulevards at the edge of Beverly Hills, and they're wondering, how are people supposed to get there?
That's their problem. But I have driven up in the neighborhood, but I never got, but there's a road that goes, dissects the... But the Hugh Hefner mansion was near the golf course,
right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hugh's place?
Hugh's place was there. That could have been a distraction.
It could have been.
Some of the girls are out hanging over the fence when you're getting ready to putt.
That's right.
You know? But
anyway. Well, is it still in operation since Hugh is no longer with us?
I don't think so. They shut her down even before Hugh died.
Okay.
There's some stuff that went on there that...
And it's old. It dates back to the... I don't know when, the 20s. I got a video I'm going to look at.
It's supposed to be the best golf course in Los Angeles. Supposed to be better than Riviera.
And we're Riviera fans.
Yeah, I love Riviera and Bel Air. And I don't think Bel Air's never really had a tournament, have they? No. Maybe in the old days they had the L.A. Open. But Riviera welcomes them, right?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Riviera, was where...
This opened in 1897.
The L.A. Country Club, yes. I believe they were... It wasn't easy for a Jewish fella to get a membership in that L.A. Country Club.
They
have a
Ryder Cup. A Walker Cup.
Walker Cup
in 2017.
Yeah, they had the amateurs out there. Who cares? Yeah. But although we had a Walker Cup, it was kind of fun because both Lumpy and John Harris were on the team. But
is that a big deal? The Walker Cup?
Not anymore.
Walker as in George Walker Bush. It's a Bush family deal.
I see.
No, it goes back 100 years.
Yeah, but the Walker is the Bush part of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this course.
No, I could do. You know, it's supposed to be, I think it's kind of hilly, and it's supposed to be kind of like Riviera, but... Yeah, it's me too. I mean,
that's got to be some pricey real estate.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's another one of those where I drive up and
you live around here.
Ask the ethnic security guard if he lived around
here.
Hey,
buddy,
you got it. That's not your place up there on that hill, is it, dear pal?
No, sir.
Guy was on a train all morning from Tijuana just to get there.
Oh, wait a minute. We can't finish until, guess what today is, Joe?
I don't know.
We get to add to the list.
What?
The Royce list of things he doesn't like.
Things I dislike.
He tweeted me.
Did this come out today?
He tweeted me on, was it Saturday or Sunday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Get the list ready for MNST.
Tell him what we've added.
Here we go. Hold on. I got to pull up the original tweet because I brought the list from the master list.
You never lose that.
From home. Yeah. That's why I keep it in a safe location at my residence. Attention, Chris Reavers. Add these to list of dislikes. Number one, pickleball.
You know what? I think I might be with you.
Hey, pickleball. All these guys dressing up in their shorts and abilities. You go out there and go... It's like bringing a big bag to your ping pong game, you fraud. You know,
you use a ping pong racket?
It's modest exercise for seniors who want such things. You know, that's what it is. Pickleball. I saw it was going to be on TV, and I almost puked. So then I put it on my list of stuff I didn't like.
Pickleball is on there, and?
And also, people that fawn over Ted Lasso.
Yes.
I don't even know who Ted Lasso is.
Ted Lasso. It was this series, this Jason Snake.
Netflix deal.
Yeah, and it's like...
Who is he?
It was just this fawning... crap.
He was the coach of a soccer team.
I watched three episodes and almost ralphed and gave it up.
But Ted's got the girls?
No, Ted was just... It ended the other day, and these people were, oh, it was the greatest thing. It was so emotional. Leave me alone. Shut up. Ted Lasso, general, but people who fawn over it are worse than Ted Lasso was.
And I think every time we add to the list, we review what's already on the list.
All right. That's getting too long, though.
Well, but I think it's because there's a couple that are on here. I was looking at it this morning going, what the hell is that, and why is it on the list?
Okay. So we can help.
We could do, Fruit That Squirts, Camping, Sword Movies, Road Construction, Steps. Group and
up or down?
I think it was,
Steps.
Down. Down was down the one that you really didn't like. Group in Sports.
Group. We have a good group.
Oh, yeah. The word group. I should put quotations around that.
Everybody's got a good group.
Our group is ready to play.
Yeah, our group.
Radon gas.
Never bothered me.
It's not going to kill me. Right. Radon gas is not going to kill me.
Diet Coke will kill you before radon gas.
Yes, it will.
S'mores. You don't like s'mores. No. Too messy.
Too much work.
Two substances I don't really like, marshmallow and graham crackers.
Ooh, that's a bad combo for you then. Paperwork. You don't like paperwork. No, we know that.
I hate paperwork.
I don't like monkeys.
I hate monkeys. They will throw their poop at you and laugh.
Yes.
they think that's funny to throw their poop at you.
Also on the list is Mr. Pillow.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. So that stays on the list.
That's going to stay on the list. Yeah. I don't like meth.
No, meth. I don't either.
It was bad for the teeth.
Bad for the teeth.
It's bad for the teeth.
Terrible for teeth. I don't mind that it's a bad habit, but your teeth are... Do something about your teeth if you're going to take meth, for God. If you can afford meth, you can afford teeth. That's my
thing. Yeah, but I think the problem is once you get into the meth, you're not worried about your teeth.
Yeah, I think that's it. You go to the dentist and he says,
these are some bad teeth.
Bad teeth. And he says, yeah, well, I would take meth. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Noted.
Okay.
Measuring basements is on the list of things you don't like. And I don't remember what that was.
What would that be?
I don't remember. Was it have something to do with when you were trying to get the water out of the basement? Does it have something to do with that?
I know. It's hard to measure.
Okay. You also don't like Zoom press conferences.
No, I hate Zoom.
I don't like those either.
I don't like swinger parties.
Well, having had no experience with one.
No, I haven't had that. I don't like the whole thing.
I think that might have been a reaction you had to a John Hite news story.
Oh, really?
I think that, because this one I think was older.
Because I watched a lot of movies that have swinger parties, and they aren't that bad, Now that Cinemax is over, we don't have that anymore. But
you also don't like IL instead of DL. Oh, that God, one you were very much against.
I still use DL, and I still have people, it's the IL. No, it's not.
No.
It's the DL. Disable list.
Royce doesn't like gender reveal parties.
No, because they could kill you.
Right.
They took out grandma.
They could kill grandma. For God's sake. Well, you know what?
Grandma died with a pipe bomb.
When grandma got killed, it kind of toned down the dramatic gender reveal parties with explosives
Was one I saw on Twitter a while ago where the older child had the little fire stick that shot out either blue flame or pink flame, and the kid kept running around the group and the thing shooting fire everywhere.
You know what? I don't like gender reveal in itself. I want to see what happens when the... Wait till the day of the blessed event. Especially save the excitement when they yank that thing out of there. Come on.
Especially now there's 78 genders. How do you know what do you got?
That kid looks like he might, he has a penis, but we're not sure.
We're going to let the teacher decide.
Royce also doesn't... We just have a couple more. Royce also doesn't like stiff athletes. Do you remember where that was from?
Yeah, well, they're too tight.
Too tight. Got to be too tight.
Yes. That would let Bryson DeChambeau when he was stiff.
Oh, yeah.
He was swinging like this.
He still does.
Still swings like that. He's just not as Bluto anymore.
Mixed up candy in the dish. You yes. don't like mixed
no.
up?
No. The wife I don't know did that.
I've never heard that
the
one.
The wife did that. I had a nice little, what, dish of dots.
Yeah.
And you go dots. By, you know, you walk by a dot.
And grab a dot.
Dot. You just grab a dot or
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
Twice a day.
Sure.
They can last about 4 days, then they're not fresh anymore. She threw
they're
a
not
bunch
fresh.
Of she threw a bunch of three M&M peanuts in
oh,
there when
it messes it
you
up.
You gotta have, you know, if it's dots, let it stay dots. Okay.
Don't mix it up.
Don't mix it up. Yeah.
We know the reason for this. You don't like unnecessary middle initials. Michael A. Taylor.
Taylor. Yeah. Well, then I found
but you
out,
found
he's
out why.
Honor of his father.
But that still you still don't like,
I don't like
the,
him.
Yeah. You don't like incorrect line scores.
Mm-hmm. Well, who does?
Well, right, that, but that's on the list. I don't like people who don't get sarcasm.
Yeah,
that one was one of my
which
favorites.
Which is America, as it turned out.
Two more. Home team's not on the bottom.
Oh,
that's
God,
a soccer thing.
Soccer. The,
yep.
the soccer. They put the home team on the left when they were looking at the crawl.
Yeah.
And on the top when you're doing the score. That's
okay.
not America.
And right. I saved this for last because I don't know what this is a reference to, but you don't like RSV.
That's a illness.
RSV
is like a COVID, only not as bad, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the one that got added to the two?
Pickleball.
Pickleball and...
people that fawn over Ted Lasso.
That's right.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. Pickleball.
I don't like pickleball.
Pickleball. I got a big reaction to ripping pickleball
Pat,
on Twitter.
There is a massive pickleball league in Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
They have it at the rec center.
Anybody under 80?
There's a few people that are, you know, closer to my age, but I got to tell you, if you're there shooting hoops with your kids and you're on their turf, they're going to let you know about it.
And the other thing is, a lot of screeching in pickleball. A lot of...
Really?
A lot of 72-year-old women going, "Ey!" Like
ooh.
That, it'll drive you crazy.
That's not
God,
good.
Dude, that comes from my being a place in Florida.
Is there a lot of running in pickleball?
Yeah, a little. The court's only as wide as this desk, so yeah. you know you can't run very.
It's
far.
Ping pong, in other
yeah,
words.
It is. It's long. It's big.
Yeah.
It's big ping pong.
Right.
A lot of
is the ball bigger than a ping pong ball?
A lot of giggling from retired women.
Isn't it almost the size of a wiffle ball? Isn't that what they use?
Yeah,
I've only seen it. I've never played it. I've only seen it in action a couple of times.
I've heard it in the morning at down in Florida.
Okay.
We were near the pickleball court, 7 a.m. They're out there.
Where your estate was, they had a pickleball court?
Yeah, about a block away.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Inside of the Royce estate, was there an unopened pickleball set in the closet?
No, we did not have it. We did not ever buy a pickleball set. That's one of the few things that they didn't inherit when they bought the damn place.
Tools still in the plastic casing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's going with.
Is that it?
Well, tell me about tonight. Denver going to end it?
I believe so. I believe Denver has the sports person of the year for Sports Illustrated.
The Serb?
The Serb, man, he's fantastic.
He's pretty good.
He's a 7-foot point guard. And Denver's first ever basketball championship in the ABA. They never won one. They made it the finals the last year of the ABA, but they never won.
Is that a good basketball market? I know it's a decent sports market.
They do good. Yeah,
okay.
They do good.
Some gal was interviewing him, and she said, "If you win, are you going to buy another horse?" Apparently, he loves horses.
Really?
And he says, "I'm going to buy another horse if we lose."
You know what? He seems like a great teammate.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the one game they lost, Jamal Murray kind of did, instead of throwing him the ball with about 15 seconds to go, Murray did the whole Jimmy Butler, "I'm going to hold the ball," and then shot and missed. And Jokic was, "Dang it." He missed and went over and embraced him instead of saying, "Why'd you throw me the ball?"
Yeah.
You know, we might have scored.
Well, 2 months ago when these playoffs started, who is it that he got in a fight with? An owner. Didn't he shove an owner?
Oh, the Suns owner.
Well, the owner, yeah, but the He likes to race when the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
He likes to race over, grab it, and get a fast break going. Yeah. And this owner of the Clippers, right?
Suns.
Yep. Grabbed it and was holding it, and he pushed him to get the ball, and then they ended up fining him.
The owner or the Serb?
They should have fined the damn owner.
Yeah.
And
who just recently bought the team.
But he pushed him out of there. Give me the ball. You know, and the guy was like holding it like this.
You know what I didn't realize? I think it was ESPN did it. Do you realize that Pat Riley has been a part of 25% of NBA Finals as a player, coach, and now as a front office?
Well, he's got to be in his 80s, doesn't he?
I think so.
He's still running the Heat.
But he was in, whatever, 3 as a player, and I couldn't believe that. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, he had the wisdom to surround himself with good players.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah.
You know that the first 51 years that the Minneapolis Lakers were in Los Angeles, they played in the NBA Finals 25 times.
Wow. Oof.
God.
Who was there for 10 points? Who was their famous radio announcer?
Chick Hearn.
That's right.
Chick Hearn. Chick was faked him into the popcorn machine. Yeah. They loved Chick out there. Chick, and they had Vin Scully teaching him baseball and Chick Skeet teaching him basketball out there.
I don't know who their hockey guy's been.
No, I don't either. I don't know.
With the King,
yeah. Kings have been pretty successful, unlike the Ducks, who've had an empty arena a lot of time. Not the Wild, got the full arena, that's what counts.
I do get a kick out of these Panther fans who've never been to a hockey game before, and they're all crying.
Oh,
and
I know.
Clutching their pearls.
You don't
even know what you're looking at.
The good-looking young blondes going, oh, no.
I've been a fan of this team for 6 minutes.
Right. Yeah,
And watch, next year, in the dead of January, they'll have 14,000 when they play, or 12,000 when they play Columbus.
Right. Or 8 like they usually did. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
All right.
Righty.
We'll see ya.
This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Ricey for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this summer, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. That doesn't include Fulda, by the way. But anyway, the Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of these. Why is that fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 16 insurance companies for a reason: to match your specific situation, including 2-year zip codes, with the absolute best insurance company for you. This is done for you annually because your specific situation may change. It is also true that the insurance company's appetite might change as well when you only have one option. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients with peace of mind, knowing that the Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit thecanopygroup.com today.